wanted to welcome everybody here. We're very excited to be hosting this SDA conference today. Dane, here's Hugh.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Patty. So welcome everyone. It's a wonderful day we have with a lot of very interesting speakers and panels and breakout sessions. I'll just say a few words to introduce what we're doing today. You know from the table outside that there are posters and there's some information on deep ecology in terms of its deep ecology as a philosophy or an ecosophy or as ecofeminism. It's got all kinds of ramifications, and it's a I won't have time to get into it in any depth, but I can just take a word from one of the a few words from one of the outlines that I set on the table outside. Sometimes it's a philosophy of ecological harmony, referred to also as ecophilosophy, an ongoing comprehensive deep inquiry into values, the nature of the world and ourselves. The mission of deep ecology is to explore a diversity of perspectives on human nature interrelationships. Was founded by Arne Naess, a Norwegian philosopher and mountaineer. So he saw it as a grassroots movement whose principles emerge in the bottom up rather than the top down. So there is about an 8-page more in-depth handout out on the table if anybody wants to sort of investigate a little further. So just a couple of looking at the schedule. Yeah, I don't have a schedule. There's also out on the table, there's extra schedules. After the speaker, we have Darren Ranko and Sherry Mitchell. And I'll just say a word about a couple of words about Darren Ranko. In terms of the schedule, I haven't put in tea breaks, and I think tea and coffee breaks are pretty important in a day like this. So we'll have a break right after the speakers. That'd be about 10:15 or so. And in the afternoon, we'll also have one. So Darren Ranko, we're very grateful to have Darren Ranko come. He's the Associate Professor of Anthropology, Coordinator of Native American Research. He's also has a joint appointment in the George Mitchell Center for Environment and Watershed Research and in Native American Programs, where he serves as a coordinator of Native American Research. So there's a lot that I could say, but given our time, and I'm sure you'll forgive me for just very brief saying that he has classes on indigenous property, intellectual property rights, research, ethics, environmental justice, and tribal governors. He's a member of the Penobscot Indian Nation. He's particularly interested in how better research relationships can be made between universities, Native and non-Native researchers in indigenous communities. And of course, he has numerous publications that have been out, and I won't go into those. There's a whole page of publications, so I'll refrain from talking about them. So right now, if Darren could come up.